You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Remember, y'all, you can fuck up whatever you want as far as your dessert goes. But remember, pretentious white people love Cherry's Jubilee. I swear to God.
This is true.
People will cream themselves over Cherry's Jubilee at any moment. Give me something flaming. I'm that, too. Did you paint your nails?
Oh, yeah. I was cleaning out and what colors I didn't want. So I was just painting different colors on my nails to see which ones I liked or not. They don't look pretty. I was just slapping them on there to see.
I'm glad you did this, so it's going to distract the fuck out of me.
I've been wearing them the whole time.
No, you haven't.
Like that I've got here.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it because...
I've been here for 30 minutes.
You're not gesticulating your hands wildly.
Oh, well.
Great. Thanks for distracting me. I'm not responsible for the way I behave today.
And you're already on cold medicine.
And I'm on cold medicine because I sound like... B. Arthur.
Well, you have to get used to it because I like it. I want to, although I'll take my nail polish off before I go back to Oklahoma because everybody will say, what's going on with Matthew?
Yeah, you're going to have to do that.
Why is he painting his nails?
Is he becoming a woman?
Is he waited to do this till his dad died? And now is that what he's doing?
Oh, my God. Y'all, That's exactly
what the gossip
would
be.
No, as soon as you said that, I'm like, yeah, that kind of tracks.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's doing what he needs to do, but I'm glad his father's dead.
God.
Can't see it.
He was already gay. That was enough for old Chelsea. Anyway, I've never had Cherry's Jubilee. Is it actually good?
Yeah.
What is Cherry's Jubilee?
It's like a Cherry's dessert with like almost a syrup, usually on ice cream, and it's flaming, usually with some kind of liqueur.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know there's a drag queen named Cherry Jubilee.
I'm sure there are.
Then somebody messed it up.
Then something's going wrong. Yo, this is Below Dick.
This is Below Dick.
The finale of Below Dick.
And that's what Rachel
said. We made it,
you
slags.
We made it, you slags.
Because she fucked up her boxes. She didn't get to make. She didn't get to melt her box.
She messed up her box. This name is appropriate because, ugh, we fucking made it. This was a slag.
Barely. No, slog.
I know, but I was making a joke on the words. Well, I'm glad if I have to explain it, it's not funny.
I agree. It's not funny.
Y'all,
there we go.
I'm not doing the show with the drag queen down the street on Cochrane. I'm doing the show with Miss Boudreaux, Anthony, who is still sick.
I'm still much better. I just got a bad chest cold. Or I had bad allergies from the East Coast, and it gave me a sinus infection, a chest infection.
And it's not what
And it's not guess what you're
fuckers.
Thinking. Guess what, y'all?
Guess who's COVID negative? This bitch. And before you say the rapid tests don't matter, you know what? I had a fucking PCR test last night, and the PCR test said non-reactive. Boom.
Boom.
The test even said boom.
It did. I'm sure some people will say that, well, I had a PCR. Well, but we both got tested.
PCR tests are very accurate.
That's what, so we both are not detected.
And it would have been, and I think it would have been.
I don't know how we dodged Omicron in New York, but we
I'll tell you
did.
How we did it. I'll tell you how we did it.
How?
We wore our masks inside.
We wore N95
masks inside.
We wore those fucking N95. And even until it got crazy cold, like during the snowstorm, before that, y'all, our asses, we would eat outside with our coats.
Yeah.
It was freezing, but
well,
we did
they
it.
Had they had those outdoor area. Places.
They weren't warm.
No.
They're not warm, y'all.
But honestly, get vaccinated, get boosted, wear your mask indoors where you don't know if people have been exposed to people outside of your pods.
We're tired, y'all. I get it. Poodle and I are both kind of at this point with where we're both just like, I'm tired of wearing this. But if as long as the variant field doesn't rear its ugly head, we're on track to kind of knock things out.
You know, the more you talk about Phil, I don't think it's funny. Not that the name isn't. I just don't think the idea of another variant
You're
is
scared.
Even funny to me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. I'm not funny.
No.
I'm just saying. Hope it doesn't come.
No, it's not
just going to avoid it. Put your head in the sand.
That's why we're never making another joke about Miss Kova ever again.
Why not?
Because she's not funny. She's ceased to be funny.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
To differ.
maybe in like 5 years we'll look. No, not even then.
Not even then. It's funny.
I still think the bat from Wuhan's funny though.
Because
that's just weird.
It's weird. It's all kind of funnier than this season.
Oh God.
Y'all, I'm glad this one's done.
Oh my
glad
God.
Glad this one is done.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah.
This was a miserable episode.
Yes.
And what a way to end. Oh.
I mean, so we're going to have the. I can't imagine this reunion being two parts.
It is. I'm sure it is.
Oh.
They're almost always two parts.
Man, I hope it's only one.
They're usually two parts. Maybe there was just so much. Number one, because there was just so much non-compelling material, and this whole thing with Raina and Heather, there's only so many things you can rehash about it.
Well, and Jake's not coming. I told you that.
Yeah.
We just saw that.
So maybe it is only one part.
Jake's not coming. He's had some mental health issues. So
we send him all the best.
We do. He is not. He said he feels better, but he just needs to work on himself. So
I want to say this is
he
a weird
thing
to say.
He said he also won't be on next season.
Yeah, I figured. That's not a strange thing for them to take time off.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's actually weird if you have the same crew for Below Deck.
I kind of thought we were going to get a Rachel blow up, but never really happened. She kind of kept it simmered down.
Well, she had a Chief Stew who handled her well.
She did. She did have a Chief Stew who handled her well.
Yeah. If you back talk her once, you're going to eat my cooter. Yeah.
Don't want that.
No.
Don't want to eat that cooter.
I find Kuta to be, it's just meh.
It's just meh. I'm not bad about it. It's just not my thing. It's like cantaloupe. Don't like it. Don't like it.
I hate cantaloupe.
I don't like it either. My mother
loves
it.
I hate honeydew.
I don't like any of those melon things.
I can eat watermelon.
Watermelon I can
but
eat. That's it. All the melons, that's it.
It has to be a very specific time.
I don't want prosciutto wrapped around the cantaloupe.
No.
Nope.
To me, it's a texture thing, too.
Yeah. Ugh. I just don't care for it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Riveting.
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 Who gives a
what
shit?
What if the podcast was just us taking a topic and weighing in like, I like this. I don't like this.
I like this.
I don't like this because of this.
We really should talk about Below Deck. We don't want to, but we should.
Ugh. Before we start, any... announcements.
Just want to remind people about our Linktree link. We are coming to LA at the end of February.
We're gonna drive 15 minutes to the theater from our house.
We're going to the Regent. The Regent Theater. We're very excited about that.
It's a bigger venue than we had last time, and there's booze.
Yes, and we are going to have...
No Priscilla the Party Bus.
And then we'll kick off our tour traveling again with Seattle and Portland. And, you know, one of our sissies said, you know, you are coming to Boston in April. We do get cold fronts then. And
fuck,
I'm like,
you.
Don't put that out there. I can't handle it, y'all.
The glee in which she kind of tweeted it, and I think she thought we would laugh. And I'm like, I mean, that's not funny.
I laughed a little bit. It's just hashtag too soon. I'll laugh in a couple of months. But, y'all, I'm telling you now. If we're going to a place that says Philly or whatever, and I look and the weather says a snowstorm in 4 days, I'm canceling the show.
I can do a three.
I'm not going.
I can do like 2 inches of snow, 3 inches of snow. Not a polar or a bomb cyclone.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm just gonna cancel. Everybody will be happier.
I agree. I will be
because I can't deal with this bitch in the cold and wet. No.
You know, it is, it's the dampness, and yeah. You can never get warm.
Just so moist outside. Yeah.
It's a terrible word.
Moist. Moist.
It's okay. Today's Wordle. Oh, sorry. If you haven't played it.
I saw it, but I haven't played it yet.
I just ruined your Wordle.
Are you into Wordle?
Who isn't? You're not.
No. You don't post little pictures of your Wordles.
I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Well,
people would be intimidated.
All right.
Two guesses. How'd you get this? It's patterns, honey.
What do we do with the show again? Do we talk through it or do we do tea bags? That's what I thought. Okay, great.
Why do we have to rehash this every time we go through this show?
What's your first tea bag?
Rachel, after the season ends, Rachel's buying a bus and driving around with a commercial kitchen. I love this idea.
They need to make a show of this.
She'd be good TV.
She'd be great TV of her just driving around her bus, inviting people in her bus to cook with her.
And fighting with people.
I'd watch this.
She needs...
Even if it was a legit cooking show, not a reality show.
She needs... I think it would be a cooking show, and it would be an exploration of where she was. I'd watch that. God, your fucking nails are just distracting.
Sorry. Well,
if they were one color, it wouldn't be as bad. But they're like four colors, y'all.
It doesn't matter. You're gonna hate them no matter what color they are.
I don't hate the dark blue. Light blue look bad.
I like them. I like the dark blue better, but I just tried them out to see which colors I liked. I like the gray a lot. I didn't think I'd like that at all.
That one's passable.
Yeah.
I like the dark blue is okay.
I think we're going to get, before one of our shows, maybe on these cuts, we'll go get our manicures and you'll get like glitter red.
No, that would make me crazy. That would make me crazy. Mine.
I would watch that cooking show. It's not a reality show. It'd be a cooking show with her.
Yeah, but it'd be funny. I also need to say one thing, and that's all I will say about it.
What?
The theme of Alexander Glamilton is possibly the worst dinner theme, in the history of Below Deck.
And they loved it.
God, these people are basic.
I bet they loved it so much.
And I did, y'all shouted me out for saying, felt really red on all the white people who went to theater, who had theater degrees, loving Hamilton. I came for you. If you're listening to this now and you're listening to Hamilton and you're singing It's Quiet Uptown.
Our moderator, Jackie Weissman, she's going to come at you. Jackie, she told me about Hamilton years ago. She was pushing that playlist.
I really like Hamilton too.
Yeah, too.
It's to me, it's the obsession with it of a certain type of population.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. My next tea bag is... I just want to be somewhere, and we might be somewhere in public, and I just might look at you and say, we need a silent galley.
That's my next one, too.
I love this term. And
we'll use that from now on, silent. I could use that for you.
I could use that for you.
I'll say, silent galley.
Silent galley. Thing is you won't listen. We've tried to play the quiet game before. I bet your mother tried to play the quiet game with you all
the time.
Oh, I
always lost. My mother would say... She'd be going somewhere with my brother and I, and we'd be like screaming about something or blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, boys, we're playing the quiet game for the next, and the winner gets a hot dog or something like that.
She knew to use food.
She knew to use food, yeah. And someone would fuck, you know what we'd start doing? Hitting each other.
Yeah, that's what you do. You play the quiet game, but then you start going,
Yeah.
And touching each
other. No, hitting one another out of pain.
No, we would start with this, and then you would hit.
Yeah.
What, you wouldn't even, like, just jab at your brother? You just rear rack and hit him?
Maybe.
God, you were mean. Mean, mean, mean older brother.
My brother was mean, too.
Who was meaner?
I don't know. I think I was mean. Although we would try to find ways to hurt each other. That was definite.
Did you just walk by your brother and just hit him out of the blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were 18 months apart. When you're that close, you have to establish your own identity, and the other person is, in a way, your best friend and your mortal enemy. Especially because you look similarly. It's an interesting, especially if it's siblings of the same sex. Because you're kind of fighting with your doppelganger.
Too. Yeah. I mean, my brother and I fought, but not like you and your brother.
18 months is different, though.
It's very close. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but it's not twins either.
No, because I think twins, you can like kind of share an identity.
Yeah.
Whereas he ruined all the love you got from your mother. He took it away from you when he was born, and you probably never got over it.
And my teachers always had me first, and he's like, oh, you're Jake's brother. Every table comes like, so-and-so said, oh, you're Jake's brother again.
And you kissed all the teachers' ass.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't one of you. I wasn't a suck-up. I just did really well.
You did really well, but so you never engaged in conversation with your teachers about the subject matter?
No, I was not a teacher lover like you were.
I would love to speak to your brother about this.
You can.
I bet you he'll have different opinions.
No, I did not need, teachers liked me, but I did not need their approval.
Yeah.
In that way.
We're never going to talk
I
about
wasn't
this show.
Teacher's pet, like someone who's sitting across from me needed to be.
Student of the year, my senior year, y'all. Student of the year.
Wait, how do you get to be student of the year?
You get elected by your teachers.
Okay, that's the most ridiculous award.
Because I was student of the month. And usually the way it works, student of the month in September ends up being student of the year. And, well, myself and Maria Covey.
How do you become student of the month?
They do, as teachers elect a student of the month every year, every month.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, at the awards, at the academic awards.
But isn't it just teachers picking their favorites?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very, very rigorous competition.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hey, I never got it. They didn't do student of the month at your school?
I know it's a thing people do. We did not do it.
Well, you went to a fancy art school where y'all called it.
No, I went to
first names.
Later on. No, I never did that.
Oh, okay. But yeah, we did student of the month when I was in middle school, elementary. And you know what? I never got student of the month my entire school year.
I thought student of the month was based on something academic.
Well, yeah, you do have to have good grades.
Okay.
I never got student of the month. Ever. It's because I talked too much in class.
Yeah, me too.
Kids. Never got it. And then my senior year, bowled me over. I got it. And then I got student of the year, and I showed all those kids after 13 years.
You seem very deserving.
I was. The day we got student of the month.
Student of the year.
The day we got student of Maria and I went to my house and had Doritos and watched DuckTales. We skipped school.
I'm just trying to figure out. I guess,
but we could only do it for like an hour, and then we're like, we gotta get back to class.
Rule breakers.
I know we were, because you go to a banquet.
But weren't you in your senior year?
Yeah.
So you were watching DuckTales?
Or we watched something. It was like cartoons. We just went and watched it at the house and hung out and ate.
You and I did my senior year when I skipped school?
You probably did drugs.
No, we went to go drink on the basketball court.
Okay.
Talk about how things we could do to piss off our teachers.
So it's true. Whereas I wanted teachers' approval, you wanted students' approval. Because
yes,
we all want approval.
Much more so.
If you say you didn't want approval in high school,
I wanted approval of my peers more.
Oh, yeah. And that's why he has straight guy fetishes to this day.
Like you don't.
Let's move on. We're 20
Where
minutes in and we haven't even talked about Below Deck.
No, we are.
Okay.
How about this? Let's talk about the historical reenactment, the very accurate historical reenactment of the Alexander Hamilton Aaron Burr duel.
I thought I was there.
Did you notice that these I don't know if you ever watched this show, but this is the best approximation of what I can imagine. I never watched it regularly, but my mother used to watch it when it would come on like Saturday mornings. The show Bonanza was like a Western.
No, I know Bonanza.
Yeah. Michael Landon.
Michael Landon, yeah.
But that was what those clothes looked like. Like
kinda,
Western
yeah.
clothes that are like kinda. White shirts with brown vests.
Yeah, they do. Like they look very 1883.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like they did not look. they did not look old. It's like, where did you buy these Amazon clothing?
And it's not like if you're going to do Hamilton, they're not going to sing Hamilton or do anything. They just walked, turned around, and shot each other. And someone, I'm all for a cheesy reenactment, but this was just not great production value.
Well, it wasn't. And they walked around, and they're like, sir, I'm going to shoot you.
It was boring.
I think they could have scripted it better.
I think they could have gotten a better tip because they only got $17,000.
I think these people wound up being more basic than they thought they were.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Ugh. I think so, too. I don't have any more to say about the people. My next one, the only one I want to say is there is a part where Frasier and Jake are talking, and Jake says afterwards, he's like, well, maybe I'll, you know, be an actor or something, ha, ha, ha. And then Frasier, of course, says,
do you think you'd ever do porn?
And Frasier says, without missing a beat,
no, Jake.
Or Jake says, yes, I do a little bit of porn. And Poodle went somewhere. He went somewhere. Y'all, you would subscribe to that OnlyFans,
wouldn't
you?
No, because he'd do freaky shit.
Oh, yeah, he would.
That's Piano Cat 77 shit.
He would.
Pup masks.
He would.
Gas masks. Other masks. But I think I was going to say this, and somehow you derailed it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say it's so interesting that he said he was stepping back from the show for mental health reasons, and I was like, that's kind of progress in a way that a man can say, I'm taking some time off for my mental health.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine what that would have been like, even 3 or 4 years ago?
People would have said, you know, they would start saying,
is he crazy?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's, we've normalized that a little more.
A little more. Again, he's of a younger generation.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see probably Captain Lee say that.
No, but I thought that's progress.
I thought so too.
In a way.
I thought so
too. So we wish you the best, Jake.
Wish you the best, Jake.
Should we take a break before... Because I don't have that much to talk about before we
just have the rest of the
before
I'm
we just talk about Raina,
okay,
and
yeah.
The mess.
We'll take a commercial. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
So let's just do kind of a postmortem decompression
sure.
on the Reyna situation
sure.
and kind of what happened.
Sure.
So it's interesting. I want to put this to you, and I want to ask if you've ever had something like this. I don't know. I can't imagine you ever worked in hostile work environments. I'm trying to think.
I mean, worked for my dad. He'd yell at me a lot. But
but no environment where you had to work as a team, and if there wasn't a member who was or ignoring someone, you couldn't do the work. It happens what was serving sometimes.
No, because my day job was always yeah. it was a pretty good place to work. So I've been that's the reason why I stayed there.
But it's
so long.
This one thing I wanted to point out here is Reyna is, you know, that's she's been doing it to Heather for a while. Kind of ever since that night where she said the N-word, even probably maybe like one episode or two episodes past that, mm-hmm. where Heather would speak to Reyna, and Reyna would sometimes say something dismissive, which is something, but sometimes she doesn't say anything at all.
A lot of times she doesn't say anything at all.
And y'all, that's workplace harassment.
Yeah.
It really is. Because if you can't really find a way, and yes, I agree that if they had it, you at least try to keep up appearances,
mm-hmm.
but because otherwise you're not going to do your job well. Mm-hmm. If one person feels isolated, especially a superior,
mm-hmm.
find a way. It's almost like, and she was keep saying, and Reyna said, "We don't have to be friends. I'm never going to be friends with her." That's not what's happening. You're actively being an impediment to good job performance.
Well, it's like, it's basically, y'all, they go out.
No, this is before that.
Yeah, that's true. But, and Heather's trying to say, like, good job, Reyna, and stuff like that. She's not responding to her. And
yeah.
then they end up, the crew leaves, they go out that night. And then the whole time, Reyna is, I mean, was it Wes they even said Reyna is prodding her?
Fraser
even said like,
later. Well, she's been doing
is,
it.
But that is
it's bullying.
The definition of bullying.
Yeah,
it is. And I know that you could say, well, but Heather said yes. Heather said a very horrible, stupid thing in front of Reyna. Remember, she didn't call Reyna that. She said it about like someone else, and so. And because I think that is a little different, but it's still not great. It's still horrible. But it's, they have talked about it. Superiors,
right.
their upper level people have
right.
gotten involved. So it's just, and they're stuck on a boat. You're right. They have to work.
And there
together.
Is a way of keeping up appearances where you don't have to be nice that doesn't involve not responding to someone at all.
You don't have
and
to
actively trying to shut that person down.
You don't have to be nice.
Right.
But you also don't have to be rude.
Right.
I think there's a difference.
Or doing something
Reyna
that
just could have said thanks.
That might impede performance.
Yes. Now, do I think Heather is desperate for validation?
Definitely.
And she
needs everyone to
Heather
like her.
Is Heather probably putting it on more than we saw even in the edit, like of trying just
yeah.
to get
well,
Reyna
we don't
to
know.
Like her?
We can't assume anything.
I'm speculating, though, probably a little bit. But I think if she wasn't, I think it's, y'all, they're at the dinner. And they're sitting there at dinner, and Reyna basically says, like, they're, like, toasting. And
yeah, let me just thread this through before
sure.
a little bit more. Reyna never stops to mention how much she loves Rachel, how much she would love to work with Rachel her whole time.
Yes, it's true.
I love Rachel.
And she's starting to say that she loves Kaylee.
Yes.
I love Kaylee.
Y'all, this is microaggressions out the ass.
No, she's making a big yeah. deal of how much she loves everybody else
and
more than Heather.
It's completely directed at Heather.
It's all about Heather.
Yeah, and
for
I
sure.
and you guys, I don't want to defend Heather at all. But
no, for what she said, no.
This is straight up bullying.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And
I agree.
Anyway, so that's I'm just threading that Strand.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry what you were saying.
And so they're at this dinner, and that's where she starts saying, they're talking about, they're having this stupid conversation about Heather's like, everybody loves Kaylee now. And yeah. Heather's like, see, I told you, you can't judge a book by a cover. And Fraser's drunk. It's like, yes, you do. There's pages in a book. And Fraser's all drunk. And then Randy's just like,
we weren't sure if she was your twin or not.
Yeah, we weren't saying you're. She's like, but we know, you like to say the N word and no one. And,
well, no. You missed that. Heather did not take the bait.
No.
And she's like, well, we read your pages. And even then, Heather does not take the bait.
No, she doesn't. And then that's when Raina then says,
Raina keeps
we
going.
We know you like to say the N word and no one says anything else.
And you know what? She didn't even take the bait then.
She didn't take the bait then. And that's where Fraser says, Raina is just, she's being
prodding
petty,
her.
Petty yeah. and prodding her at this point. And he says,
it's their last night.
I know. And he says, I'm close to both. So it's obvious that Raina's trying to do this. And then that's where Raina really starts in like, Kaylee is having more fun with us. It's very juvenile.
Oh.
It's just the best word for you. Like I said, it's just full on bullying.
Yeah.
And so, which it's again, to tease out the difference, Heather really never, if you look at it, Heather really, and come at me if I'm wrong, but Heather really never did anything directed towards Raina in a malicious way.
Well, she never called her the N-word. No.
She didn't call her. Yeah. She didn't mean it. They were both playing around, having a moment. She was talking about somebody else, and it was like a song lyric, and she said it.
Yeah.
And it was wrong, but if we think about intention, she said that. She said the wrong thing, and now Raina has turned that in. If Raina feels like, I bet
she called her the N-word.
Like she looked right at her and called her the N-word.
Yep.
And that's how she's treating this. And that's not what happened
right.
at all. And so now she's directing this anger. And I'm sure Raina has anger. I think a lot of this,
well,
even the stuff with Wes, this all isn't even about Heather.
No.
This is about years of trauma that she has experienced. And it's all kind of
being a black
out.
Woman in America.
Which is
now
hard.
And we're going to talk about this. She does not accept anyone else's experience, especially any other black person's experience, that it doesn't line up with hers, she completely freaks out.
Well, before we get to that, though, where Heather and Raina have this kind of conversation. They have this conversation because basically Raina is saying, Kaylee likes us more. And finally, Heather's like, shut your mouth and say it to my face.
Because I think Heather is just like,
she's fed up.
Heather's
like, when I ask you, this is a very fair point. Heather says, when I ask you if something's wrong and I want to talk about it, you say it's fine and you never want to talk about it.
Right.
You never want to bring it up.
So Raina always chooses when she wants to talk about
things.
And Raina
says, I don't like white people that say the N-word. Full stop. That's a
great. Okay.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. Then just don't deal with her, but don't punish her when you're working. So Heather's like on her knees. Raina's like, I don't accept your. Raina finally says what she's always wanted to say is, I don't accept your apology.
Right.
And she wants to be angry at her. And then Heather's in the car. She's sobbing. And so that's where Raina goes back into the van.
Right.
And so now I wanted to thread this. And so that's where she's talking to Wes.
And I think Wes is basically, I think I wrote this down. Let me just say this. Yeah, Wes says, okay, stop. Look, she apologized.
He said she admitted to it, and she apologized.
Yeah.
And he said, you should just walk the fuck back a little bit.
Right.
And he said it in a very calm voice.
Yeah.
Raina completely...
She doesn't listen.
She blows up.
Yeah.
She starts screaming at him, saying, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck
You're
up.
You're fucking black. You should understand.
Says,
you should have
like
my back.
All those other motherfuckers... And she's like, you're not, and that's where she said, you're not black.
You're not black. And that's when I went, whoa. Okay.
And so, ironically, y'all,
yikes.
That's racist.
Yeah.
That's racism. I just want to say that. So that is like somebody, in the spectrum of things, I think what Raina did to Wes was worse than what Heather did to Raina.
In a detail by detail, blow by blow, yes.
Because she directed something. Heather said the wrong word, but wasn't directing it towards Raina's identity.
Right.
Raina literally went after Wes as a person and the identity of who he is. And that's low-hanging fruit.
And this is someone, you guys, who is the most non-confrontational person on the boat. And
this is what I don't like about Raina, is Raina only cares about Raina, and she will take anyone down. She's saying she loves Jake and all that, but remember when she was didn't like Jake and she was trying to shit-talk Jake to everyone so Jake would get in trouble? That's, she will self-preserve herself more than quicker than anyone.
I think she might go down in history as one of the worst. I think.
I hope to God she's never on another season.
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Because she's talked about the producers.
She's shit-talked production.
She's shit-talked. And so, and Wes was like, dude, that's not cool what you said to me. And she's like, yeah. And then even later, this goes, they kind of leave it there and they all go home.
What's interesting though, and she will say, she later on, she says, you know what? I'm drunk, is blah, blah, blah. So it's fine. These people say these things. And this is the most interesting thing is she would not let, because Heather said the N-word around her when she was very drunk.
That's it. She said, I was drunk and people say things that are hurtful. She literally used her own, I'm telling you, the irony of her in that moment that she can excuse herself.
I know.
It
was pretty staggering.
She has no empathy for other people.
I did not expect this moment.
And not that we're not saying that black women need to have empathy for white people to say the N-word. It's not about that, y'all.
No, this is just what an empathy has for another person.
Yes, exactly.
What two people have for empathy.
Because she really has some, because she has, to me, what I thought was even grosser is when Wes and her, when they're leaving the last day and Wes says, hey, that really was not cool what you said to me. And Raina, she didn't apologize.
Nope.
She said,
she completely invalidated his experience.
Like, I get it. Yeah, I get it. And he's like, and Wes is like, no, I don't think you understand. And she's like, yeah, you just don't get it. Yeah, it's not the same. And Wes is like, I went to, y'all, Wes looks black. I know he's mixed race. He is not light.
He presents
black. He looks
black. Yeah.
He said, yes, I grew up in another country, but in middle school and high school, I lived in the United States.
Right.
To say that he has not experienced racism as a black man in America is grossly insulting.
Do you know why this started with them? Because he would never fully kind of be all 100 in for everything she said.
Because Rain is a gross person.
Right.
Because she's a piece of shit
person. She's used to people agreeing with her and enabling her for everything she says.
Yes.
And she's only used to really being around people who shared her exact experience.
Yeah.
And so when she meets even another person of color who doesn't share her exact experience, her brain short circuits.
I bet you all of Raina's friends are all, they're just in a agree bubble.
Yeah.
They just agree with one another.
And they all come from the same place and they all experience the same things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen that throughout the season, actually.
Yeah.
The tension between those two. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically all I have. Then everybody leaves, and that's kind of it. Yay. I don't have anything else to you.
But I think this was like the word I used before was staggering. It was staggering, this moment where she says, yeah, I get it. We're never going to agree to disagree.
She's like, you just don't get it. And I went, it's her own pain. It's not even about her. But really, for another... Just that would be to me like me saying to you, like, someone called me fag in a hurtful way, or I was upset about something and you tried to talk to me about it. And I said to you, you don't get it.
You don't get it.
So every time that you had been made fun of on a playground, someone looked at you differently, I am devaluing all of that.
It is.
And what's gross, I know that you went through
exactly.
that. She knows what he has gone through.
She knows it, but emotionally, she will not allow herself to see a different point of view.
She won't see any.
She only sees red.
Yeah.
It's that.
She only sees Raina.
This was a hard moment.
I hope she doesn't become a chef, because she'll be a horrible chef.
Yeah. Well, she'll be hard to deal with.
She'll never make it through culinary school.
No, absolutely not.
They treat
what's interesting, I'm wondering how she will react to being questioned about this on the tell-all. because this will be the moment.
I don't think that people ask her. I think she's already gone on the record saying that the tell-all's boring.
She did a kind of her own tell-all, you guys, on a podcast, YouTube podcast.
Again,
if you search
one
through,
in an agreeathon.
Yeah, and yeah, it does seem like that.
She just wants an agreeathon. I love that. Why would he use that?
But it does seem that she, I have not listened, but I had someone kind of laid out the facts. She mostly blames Eddie now, so things are going to be shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that Heather never really apologized. She kind of, she whatabouts this thing with
That's S. not true. We saw her apologize. She apologized again when Raina left. Heather gave her a hug and apologized.
And that was a weird moment, too.
That was a weird moment, too, because on I want to tell Heather to be like, honey, don't hug her.
Yeah.
Just like wave
and
by
Heather,
and say,
it was sad because Heather so wanted to be liked.
She really wants to be liked.
And
yeah. which is her Achilles heel of being a head stew. I think she'll be back.
She will. She's already filming.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think she'll be. But that is, she needs to work on that. Otherwise, it's.
But
really
there was this also nice moment at the end with Eddie and Captain Lee.
He said something very nice.
Where he's like, Eddie, they were talking about that. You know, Captain Lee is just trading barbs. He's like, I love to work for you. And he's like, you don't work for me, you work with me. And I went, oh my God. A little bit of niceness near the end.
And then my television screen kind of went static.
Don't do this. I was about to go get a drink. Don't talk about Captain Lee and Eddie. That's gross.
Oh, swab my deck,
stop!
Matey. Ooh.
That's all I've got.
Yo ho, yo ho. Fuck me.
Gross.
Y'all, that's the show. That's Below Dick. Next, we have Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which we are
sailing.
Yeah, that's what I said. That which we are going to cover.
Not selling yacht.
Below Deck Selling Yacht. That's what I said. Y'all, we're going to cover that. And then.
Oh, I hate it.
And then we're going to cover that. And then hopefully it's better than this. Y'all said the last
season. The trailer is bonkers.
It looks
bonkers. I've already seen the trailer.
We haven't seen the last seasons, and we're not, because we're eventually going to go back and do those.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of season two. And they're very fun.
They'll
Daisy
show you
is the Chiefs too.
In the first, are a lot of people back from last season?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Same so captain,
show,
same.
They'll show flashbacks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then away we go, y'all. So go to our Linktree link. It's on our Instagram link. It's our realitygaze.com. But if you go to the Linktree link, that's where you're going to find tickets to all of our live shows. Atlanta, we are working on adding a date for you.
We know you're sold out.
We know you're sold out. The VIPs are sold out on a lot of shows, so be sure to check that. If you love listening to this podcast, but you don't love our commercials, you can join our Patreon or our Supercast at the $8 tier, and you can get that commercial free. For your pleasure.
For your pleasure.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok.
We're a TikTok Reality Gaze pod.
We're gonna talk about TikTok more in 2022.
We kind of
forget. So we got some more, and Twitter as well. We got some more exciting stuff coming down the stream. But until
the pike.
I know, but I'm trying to make a ship metaphor.
Oh.
Sailing. Coming down the stream.
You don't sail
coming
on
down
a stream.
The river. And then you do too. You sail on the Mississippi on a tugboat. Because I remember my family went on a vacation when we went to Branson.
A tugboat?
Yeah, we're on a steam tugboat. Not a tugboat, but a steamship. And we're going down the Mississippi.
That's a stream.
Well, it's a river.
Streams are small.
That's true, but we're going down a river, and that's when they called me up, and I sang Rocky Top on the middle of the boat. House down. I had everybody applied, and people were still. My cousins downstairs said, is that Matt singing Rocky Top? And they ran up there, and I got a free dinner. Until then, y'all.
Oh, wow. Why do I need to stop this. I'm rethinking everything.
How does this show end, y'all?
Until then, we tell you, Anchors are gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.